AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Helene made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region as a Category 4 storm. The winds have slowed, the storm has weakened, but there are still dangers, says Governor Ron DeSantis.
When Floridians wake up tomorrow morning, we're going to be waking up to a state where very likely there's been additional loss of life, and certainly there's going to be loss of property.
Helene already blamed for one death in the state. The major concern, a catastrophic storm surge. There are also more than a million power outages. Former President Donald Trump says he'll meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris travels to the southern border. New York City Mayor Eric Adams will be arraigned in federal court on charges he accepted illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from people looking to buy influence. Adams says he's innocent and he will not resign. This is ABC News. The NTSB issued an urgent safety recommendation for hundreds of Boeing 737 MAX and next generation models. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.
It comes after United Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8's rudder pedals became non-responsive during a landing in Newark Airport earlier this year. The rudder control system can jam. Its maker, Collins Aerospace, says a sealed bearing was incorrectly assembled. United had 9 affected planes and has already fixed them, but there are 353 more worldwide. None of them in the U.S. would still need to be fixed, but elsewhere, hundreds of the 737s need to be worked on. Alex Stone, ABC News.
U.S. government reopened the free COVID-19 test kit program. Anyone can visit covidtest.gov and order up to 4 nasal swab kits per household. They'll be shipped for free at no charge. Those tests will begin shipping next week. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it. And you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Denny and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Los Angeles and Philadelphia both winning Wednesday, the Brewers are now locked in and will play in next week's wild card round. The Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 this afternoon and will finish up with the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Love says he's feeling better each time out.
At the end of the day, it's all feel things. Feeling my body, feeling if I'm pushing too much, and my body's kind of just listen to my body talking to me. And, the workout pregame Sunday, I felt like I was moving around pretty well, and my body was responding well to it.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced former player Junior Bridgman as a significant minority owner of the team today. Bridgman will have about a 10% stake in the franchise. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds here in the overnight. Lower 50s by sunrise. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies, light northeast winds and highs in the upper 70s. On Saturday and Sunday, sunshine, temperatures again, upper 70s. Currently 56 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans live from Los Angeles, California. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're back. Welcome back. And after two requests from listeners who wanted to hear what J.D. Vance had had to say about Donald Trump, we offer this in the run-up to, in the as a precursor to the debate that J.D. Vance is about to have with Tim Walz. Here is what J.D. Vance has had to say about Donald Trump, clipped together by some folks who are running an ad. But all these are clips of J.D. Vance, or at least talking, using J.D. Vance's word, I think in J.D. Vance's own voice. Let's play it now.
J.D. Vance, in his own words.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him. As somebody who doesn't like Trump, I might have to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for Trump because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious, him being really outrageous and offensive.
On Twitter, Vance called Trump, quote, reprehensible, an idiot, and Vance loves Mitt Romney.
I'm a never Trump guy.
That's the real J.D. Vance. Club for Growth Action is
So he had worse things to say than even those when he wasn't on camera, including saying people are, you're an idiot if you vote for him, including saying that there was an element of his supporters that was deeply racist, including using the H word, referencing Hitler. And now when he's asked about it, J.D. Vance says, oh, well, I was wrong about Trump. I thought he'd be bad, and now he turned out to be good. Let's be more clear about what happened. He thought Trump would lose. He thought that the future of the Republican Party was not Donald Trump, and he wanted to be on what he thought would be the winning team. I think he did believe that Donald Trump was as bad as he said he was because he has a brain, and he was willing to share that. And all the friends he had made, right, with Ron Howard, who made his Hillbilly Elegy movie, made the movie out of J.D. Vance's book. He said, oh, he seemed like a normal guy. We didn't really talk politics. Seemed different now than he was then. J.D. Vance has made a devil's bargain. J.D. Vance has recognized this is part of the problem with the network propaganda, part of the problem with the cult of Trump, part of the problem of the cult of the Heritage Foundation, of what's happened with the right wing over the last, my lifetime, is that if you say, oh, yeah, you know, science is real, climate change is real, you don't get to win a Republican primary. If you think, oh, yeah, you know what, women's rights matter, and that includes maybe most fundamentally the right to do what they choose with their own bodies, maintaining bodily autonomy. If you think that you don't get to win a Republican primary, you don't get to play the reindeer games, that if you say, yeah, I think there was an actual election and Donald Trump lost that election, democracy matters, we should listen to it, you don't get to win a contested Republican primary, that you certainly don't get to be named vice presidential nominee. You don't get to be any heir apparent. And Peter Thiel, your old boss, the only reason you made any money, or at least the only primary benefactor you had in order to make money, it helps persuade you, hey, buddy, this is the golden path. This is the path to stay friends with me. This is the path to stay friends with the growing network of oligarchs. This is the way to connect with more and more of the Silicon Valley libertarians as selfishness takes greater root, and the sort of more kind of peace and love strain that helped build a lot of the internet movement, a lot of the digital movement in California. A lot of those people are retiring out, and the next generation who, you know, thinks they sat on a geyser, or excuse me, thinks they could fly when in fact what they did is sit on a geyser, forgive me, that crew will be your friend if you ride the Trump train. And so he rode the Trump train. So to me, the two interesting things about J.D. Vance, it's not that people change their minds. Changing your mind is good. If you were wrong about something, get right about something. But there are two things about J.D. Vance's views about Donald Trump that I do think matter. Maybe three. One of them is J.D. Vance was right about Donald Trump. Of course he was right. And of course, the majority of Americans know he was right. And if it weren't for the constabulary of Fox News and Newsmax and X and Elon Musk, etc., a supermajority of Americans would know this. It's only by staying within that right-wing bubble that you don't know it. So that's one. Two, it helps us understand who J.D. Vance is. He follows the power. He's willing to make a devil's bargain. And the combination of those things, and why I say maybe a third, is it helps us understand the modern right wing a little bit more. It's not because J.D. Vance is so important. It's because J.D. Vance is emblematic of what's happening in this country and what's happening with the once proud political party and what's happened with the anti-democracy, pro-oligarchic movement. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Brandon, who wins the most patient listener award. Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing good.
So you brought up a question earlier. One of the things that you alluded to, I guess, is there's certain things that need to be done beyond Kamala Harris, you know, getting into office. I mean, the first thing we need to do is vote en masse, obviously. But then the work doesn't stop there, obviously, because we still have Trumpism, which I don't think... You know, I remember Tom saying that he thinks that Trumpism is more of a personality cult, mm-hmm. and that once Trump either goes to prison or dies from a heart attack, most likely, that the movement will dissipate. But I'm not so sure about that.
That's interesting. So it depends on what we define as the movement. I hesitate to prognosticate with too much confidence, but I'll share how I see things. The what I used to say is that Trump is not the head of the snake, he's the rattler. And right. When it comes to policy positions, when it comes with the mild exception, really only exceptions are like the tariff stuff and a little bit of the immigration stuff. Those are excuse me, a bunch of the sort of pro-Russia. A bunch of the pro-Russia stuff. Those are the things, the reasons I think Lynn Cheney, people who are connected to sort of national security apparatus and understand the threat that is posed by a fundamentally anti-American movement running America. That stuff, yep. I think, is, if not uniquely, especially Trumpish, right? I do think that you have a chance for a John McCain-style Republican, not immediately after Donald Trump, but eventually, right? I do think that you have a chance for somebody who isn't actually in direct cahoots with people who wish America ill, right? I think that strain of it, and then being back in cahoots with the people who don't want tariffs, right? He is a little different on that stuff, okay? He is different than some of the military folks, okay? So there's a little bit difference. But most of the stuff... judicial appointments, tax policy, yeah. economic policy, fiscal policy, most of the stuff, certainly women's right to choose, most of the stuff, that movement he did not foment, he did not form, he did not build. That movement built him, and by that I mean that movement built his movement. He listened to what right-wing radio had to say. He watched what
Fox News
and all that stuff had to say, and he figured out a way to appeal to those folks. And what he really figured out, and I do not think this changes, what he really figured out is the common thread among those people, what they've been able to have a constant drumbeat, is being anti-Democrat, anti-left, even anti-democracy, being hateful towards the other side. That was the thing that he was better at than any of the other. Not solving some problem. He didn't have a problem he wanted to solve. He knew that for so many right-wingers, he thought the problem was you. He thought the problem were people who loved America in a different way than they did. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls. We'll do a speed round. I want to make sure we get to everybody.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
We're back on the air. Let's go to Laurel as part of a speed round from Woodstock. Let's try to get to all these fine, wonderful, brilliant people. Go ahead, Laurel.
Thank you, Jefferson, and for being there. Your dad referenced Trump planting a seed, and that's something I've been contemplating for a while, and I'm having a hard time articulating the next step of it, so I'm calling for your input. So if Trump has the message, the seed of a message, why is the soil so fertile to accept that message? And I know that's a broad one, but I want to be able to articulate it better, and I need your help.
All right. I'll try to give three things. So the question I heard is, all right, so Trump planted a seed, but how did that seed sprout? How did it germinate? How did it take root? Why is it building and growing anything? I hear that. So number of things. Not necessarily in this order, but this is the order I'm going to do it. And thank you so much for calling. The first, I would say, the ground becomes more fertile for dictatorial adjacent projects when there are more gaping wealth disparities, because there is more stress. You can listen, you can read the book Spirit Level, which isn't about something proofy. It's actually about, it's a building term, right? It's about when things get too out of balance, bad things really happen. That if you want to evaluate life expectancy, if you want to predict life expectancies, country versus country, after countries are rich countries, being a richer country doesn't help you predict whether people live longer, whether they're happier, whether alcoholism rates go up or down, whether crime rates go up or down. Getting richer once you're already a pretty affluent country, how affluent you are doesn't matter. What does matter is wealth inequality. And that if you have greater wealth inequality, you have shorter life expectancy. You have higher alcoholism rates. You have higher suicide rates. You have higher abuse rates. You have more gun violence risk. You have a host of horrible results, or at least bad, I'm going to say horrible results, with a primary indicator being not aggregate wealth, but wealth inequality. One of the reasons that the ground is fertile, and I think it is my first, is that we have the biggest wealth disparities now than we had 100 years ago. This is why Silicon Valley, and by the way, there's a lot of wonderful people in Silicon Valley. A lot of people go there wanting to change the world in all kinds of wonderful ways. Mark Zuckerberg's recent political comments are different than his political comments 10 years ago. There's a thing that's happening within the communities of extreme wealth going, oh, wait a minute. If this isn't good for everybody, we got to figure out how we're going to lock it down. It means we got to buy media organizations. We got to be a media organization. Elon Musk, I got to buy X. That's why I'm Peter Thiel. I'm going to sign a deal with the devil with Donald Trump. I'm going to sign a deal as a gay man. Peter Thiel happens to be a gay man. I'm going to get in cahoots with people who have been anti-gay for a long time, because I can do anything I can to lock things down for the ultra wealthy. And when you do that, that exacerbates stress. All right, so that's number one, wealth disparities. Two. This is a grand experiment. I mean, you name me another country in the history of the world that has worked as hard as we need to work to have a thriving middle class, to have something approaching equality of opportunity with this diverse a religious base, this diverse a racial base, this diverse an ethnic and heritage base. That's a grand project. And that combined with the first thing makes it, makes the ground even more fertile. It's too positive a word, but makes it too easy to plant a toxic seed. Third, they've been tilling the ground for decades. They've been tilling the ground for decades. That's what massive media spending does. That's what building the Christian Coalition does. Make no mistake, and remind your friends, the first donor to the Christian Coalition was the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. Christ didn't find Republicans. That's not what happened. They said, oh, how do we get something approaching a majority of Americans to sign on to an oligarchic economic message? It's not in their community's interest. How do we do that? And by the way, I try to say community's interest, not self-interest. I'm not trying to advocate primarily self-interest. Not merely, at least. How are we going to get people? That's why I try not to just say vote against their self-interest. I try not just to vote for my self-interest all the time. I try to vote for what's good for us if we figured out our project together. But how are we going to get people to vote against the interest of their community and therefore related themselves? Well, get them to say God did it. How do we do it? Well, do the same thing that the Southern Christian Church did. Use race as a divider. And so continue. And how do you do that? You do that by building the largest propaganda enterprise that this country and this world has ever seen. By measure of money, certainly. Certainly in any, and what one could argue, maybe the Soviet Union, maybe China have had bigger propaganda operations. So maybe I need to limit it to in the history of this country. But there wasn't anything ever like Fox News 70 years ago. There wasn't something like Newsmax. You had Father Coughlin. There wasn't anything like but Father Coughlin wasn't the same as Rush Limbaugh and all kinds of myrmidons, all kinds of ditto heads, all kinds of copycats. One of the reasons I know that you listen to this program and you appreciate Tom is because it's an oasis in a desert, of toxicity. That this ground has been tilled so that a seed could be planted where strange fruit could be born. That this is, and I could go on with others, but those are my three thoughts in response to your excellent question. Well, how could this happen? And it's one of the reasons why there are people, from Richard Posner to Liz Cheney, saying, maybe we toiled the soil in the wrong way and we got to do something different.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
All right. Yes, we'll do a speed round. I will see if I hold myself to that standard. 202-808-9925. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Helene made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region as a Category 4 storm. The winds have slowed, the storm has weakened, but there are still dangers, says Governor Ron DeSantis.
When Floridians wake up tomorrow morning, we're going to be waking up to a state where very likely there's been additional loss of life. And certainly there's going to be loss of property.
Helene already blamed for one death in the state. The major concern, a catastrophic storm surge. There are also more than a million power outages. Former President Donald Trump says he'll meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris travels to the southern border. New York City Mayor Eric Adams will be arraigned in federal court on charges he accepted illegal campaign contributions and free overseas trips from people looking to buy influence. Adams says he's innocent and he will not resign. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee man faces felony charges of animal mistreatment after authorities found more than 50 dead dogs at his former home in August. Michael Ellis is free on a signature bond. Expect a bigger funding request for public education in Wisconsin soon. State School Superintendent Jill Underlies says her next spending request should be finished by mid-November. In the meantime, 103 local districts are holding funding referendums this year.
I feel for our communities. They're being forced to, you know, have neighbor versus neighbor and deciding whether they're going to fund their schools. So I believe that there is a strong appetite, you know, to make sure that the legislature funds our schools.
Underlie gave her annual State of Education speech Thursday. Among other things, she's calling for the state to double its reimbursement for local special education costs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the movies this weekend? Here are a few options that hit the big screen. First up, it's the highly anticipated The Wild Robot. If you love movies about robots that get stranded on deserted islands, then The Wild Robot is your film. The story follows the adventures of Roz, a robot who has to endure harsh conditions after being stranded on the island and befriending a gosling. As you can imagine, it's a family-friendly film. The critics are raving about it. It's currently pulling a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Francis Ford Coppola's 40-year, $100 million project Megalopolis also hits the big screen in wide release this weekend, but to uneven reviews. The legendary director's passion project is pulling about a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if it's graphic horror you're in the mood for, check out the Demi Moore film's The Substance. The film explores trying to make a better version of yourself by using, you guessed it, The Substance. What could possibly go wrong? Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds here in the overnight, lower 50s by sunrise. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies, light northeast winds and highs in the upper 70s. On Saturday and Sunday, sunshine, temperatures again, upper 70s. Right now it's 54.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview for the weekend.
And we'll be talking to Main Street Alliance on how they help small businesses.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Knockbox. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. And you can use code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any kit exclusively at theknockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. Go to theknockbox.com and use code TOM to get organized and to save 18%. We're back. You are listening to Tom's show, and we are going straight to your calls. Let us go to Sonny in Tacoma.
Hello?
Sonny, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, I've been looking at this hurricane heading up to Florida and Georgia and all the East Coast, and I'm thinking about how much damage that's going to do to the voting structure.
Yeah.
So we need the citizens to put their minds together, see how people are going to be able to vote and weather the storm at the same time.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Sonny. And I had not, I'd thought of the hurricane. I thought of the human impact it would have. I hadn't thought sufficiently about the impact on democracy, on voting systems, on voting centers, et cetera. And thanks for putting that on our radar. Anything you want to plug on that front?
Maybe we can have a legislation where people can store their vote in areas where there's storms and everything. They can store their vote so it can be opened up on the election day.
Well, I'll tell you one thing we can do, because, yeah, you're worried actually just ballots, like mail-in ballots, and get washed away, yeah?
Yeah, the post office not have no electricity, run no machines.
Yeah. Well, here's my thought, Sonny. Thanks a bunch for the call. Here's my thought. That we know is that if people make a vote plan, here's a tip, here's an activist tip for you to spread with all your friends. What we know about voter turnout is if people make a vote plan, if they imagine in their head how they are going to vote, if they figure, okay, when am I going to do it? How am I going to get there? Who am I going to do it with? Where's going to be my polling place? If you'll have a vote plan, it significantly increases the odds that they vote. Okay, so if you want to increase voter turnout, tell people, hey, you're going to vote? Yes, you're going to vote? Great. Please do vote. That's great. Do you have a vote plan? What's your vote plan? You do both those things, get a vote commitment and make a vote plan, significantly increases their odds that they will vote. So if you're in a hurricane-stricken place, first of all, make sure people are okay. They need help, help them. And then also say, all right, democracy will still matter. You want to make sure that things don't break down further because things are breaking. Let's make sure we have a better chance to fix them. And by the way, that does include, not to get too political about it too quickly, or at least policy-oriented too quickly, but that does mean we need things like support for common infrastructure. That stuff isn't going to happen if we all just leave everything to the jungle. So let's make vote plans and consider your vote plan if you are in a hurricane-stricken place, because that might mean going to a polling place that's a county over or even further. Or it might mean protecting your ballot if it's a mail-in ballot so it doesn't get wet. So then you can mail. The good news about mail, the post office will be working on this right now. The post office will still be functioning, right? So you get something in a mailbox somewhere before the deadline. Just make sure you drop it in a mailbox that's not wet. It's not shut down, and you should be fine. But make a vote plan. Get other people to make a vote plan. That's a good excuse to do it. It's a good motivation to do it. Let's go to Lewis from Wayne, Pennsylvania, who wins the Most Patient Listener Award. You're on the air, Lewis.
Oh,
Hey, Jeff. Oh man, my. Okay.
It's good timing. As soon as I call, it's like Silkwood in there. Right as soon as we start talking to you.
I'm going to get a hammer and break it because it won't stop.
Is it a fire alarm?
It's a smoke alarm. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Stay on. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay on. Come back in when you get your alarm taken care of. I do want to talk to you. I will be reminded. It reminds me. So what I took. I'll say earlier, we talked about Caltech and test scores. All right, so I had to take a test score. Law school, I had to take a thing called the LSAT. And I took the LSAT in a room. And normally people make up their sort of testing story. And I still did well on my test, so I don't have to use it to make excuses. But it was a horrible story. And most, my SAT experience was just fine, right? Any wounds I have are self-inflicted. But my LSAT story, we had what was happening in your room happening in our testing room. We had, and although that actually might have been smoke, for us it was the intermittent beep. It's like beep, like really, really loud, right? But every, 7 minutes or whatever to let you know the batteries are out. We had that going on in our testing center. It was a nightmare. I could go on. But instead, I want to go to your calls. Let's go, speaking of the hurricane, to Bill from Orlando. How you doing, Bill?
Afternoon, Jefferson. Hope all's well. I'm here on the beach side here. So, yeah, yep. I'm beach side, Bill. So. And the caller before the last one, I heard the smoke alarm go off there, too. That was kind of funny. But the last caller, he had it right, with the voting and all that here in Florida. Now I'm just getting a windstorm and all that. It's not all that bad here. I'm on the East Coast. But think about this, that DeSantis, what was it, last year, he signed that legislation to for the refugees who are working here, right? And a lot of them are going to be rebuilding. All these homes up there in the Big Bend area are going to be needing rebuilding. So who do you think is going to be out there with the hammers and all that? Certainly not these old white people. What do you think? I'm just talking about,
it is not. I almost can guarantee that not all the Florida rebuilding will be done by white Florida retirees. Okay, I'm relatively confident that a couple of friends of mine who live in Manhattan are getting Florida places because they want to change their tax situation. I'm relatively confident that the venture capital cats, that the private equity cats, will not be picking up a hammer and rebuilding a post office or a school or a shack, for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is these poor people here that the ones that can still hold on to. We have trailer courts around us, and unfortunately they're being flooded out, right? And what are these big corporations come in and they buy up all the land, right? And the people are displaced because they can't afford, they may own the home, the trailer home, but the land underneath them is flooded. They can't do anything. I feel for these people. I see it's going on right now. Tracking Helene here, and he's right about displaced voters. I just hope, my hope that, they can survive this and vote, because we're going to need all the votes here. Florida, we can't forget about Florida, because can't ignore Florida.
Yeah, no, I agree
when
with you.
When it comes to elections.
And this is a plug for anybody who's a party precinct person out there, anybody who's a national committee participant, anybody who's either is or fancies themselves a strategist. Howard Dean was right with the 50-state strategy. If you're within a state, in our state, we have 36 counties. We need 36 county strategies. Count up your counties. Democracy needs to work everywhere. And it really matters. And I think this tactically, I think this strategically, and I think this philosophically. And I'll say the rationale. So, well, Florida, that doesn't seem like it's that close anymore. I know it was pretty much tied when Bush and Gore ran, but it doesn't seem like tied now. But I want to dwell on that for a minute. It first of all matters tactically. And by tactically, difference when I say tactically versus strategically, what I mean by that is tactically is a little smaller bore, strategic is a little higher bore, a little higher picture, a little bigger picture. So tactically, there are things that can be won that will matter in county by county, state by state. There are city council races, there are legislative races, that every vote in a legislative chamber shapes how the negotiation works for whether better or worse legislation can happen. Majority matters most. The most important vote in legislative chamber, in any legislative chamber, is the first ballot cast, which is the vote which is the ballot, which is the motion to organize the chamber. Who's going to be the speaker?
Yes.
Who are going to run the committees? That is why, that's ultimately why they're political parties, because that is the most important vote that ever happens. That said, even after the majority has decided what the shape of that is in the United States of America, a 52 vote to 48 vote Senate is very different than a 54 to 46. It's very different than 56 to 44. Yeah. Every vote in legislative chamber matters. That's tactical, strategic. Over time, right, if the Republicans had written off Florida, they wouldn't be running Florida now. Yeah, that you can't think that our politics is something only of short term, that over time you have to build so you can be in a position to change the landscape. And third, and this is a little more woo-woo, well, I'll say the philosophical part that's not as woo-woo, I just think because democracy matters everywhere, and we shouldn't give up the fight just because we don't only fight because we win, we fight because it matters. Yeah. We only fight for democracy, we only stand up for democracy because we think there is some advantage to it. We do it because it's a fundamental core value, and what are our lives about if our lives aren't about at least a little bit that?
Exactly.
And the philosophical part, and going beyond the philosophical part, the rule part is I actually think the zeitgeist matters. I actually think that when you're in a neighborhood and you know you have a friend who believes in women's right to choose, that makes that friend feel like they are not alone, and that matters too.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll have Bill's last word right after this. And we'll have your calls. We've got a line or two open, and then the big, big finish. 202-808-9925.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about talking about money and why we gotta do it, even though it's something we really don't want to do. In our culture, we're almost conditioned, like trained, not to discuss it. You know, it's impolite, it can make people uncomfortable, it could cause conflict. Well, I'm here to say that not talking about money makes it harder to solve money problems, harder to ask for a raise, harder to figure out and talk about what we want in life. Look, if you want to make more money and you want to get better at your money, you got to talk about your money. So let me start with a suggestion that I saw once on a shoebox. Just do it. Find a trustworthy friend or a family member and just talk to them about what's nagging you about your money. Now, you might not solve everything, but I bet you'll make some headway, and I promise it gets easier and better every time. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
The John and Gordy Show.
Fido's gone missing. Oh, no.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
There have been no credible reports.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say,
the people on television say my dog was taken.
We've got a text here. If Trump sees it on TV, it must be true. Sir, I checked with the chef, and they said it was 100% vegan.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
James, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, Jefferson Wordsmith, you are a most compassionate man. I've been called the greatest poet of the 21st century, if you want a quick one.
Go ahead.
I think I'm timeless, yet is not thoughtless. Time ends when love begins. Only love lives on forever. Amen. Anyhow, to my point, I'm sure you watch Amy Goodman, and I feel everyone should be doing all they can to end the genocide in Gaza, and Netanyahu, the madman, is committing war crimes daily, genocide, starvation, all war crimes, and this from the words of Holocaust survivors, Chris Hedges and Noel Finkelstein, and they actually said that the Jews learned well from the Nazis. And now Madman Netanyahu is making Gaza unlivable and uninhabitable. Their words, they are now attacking the West Bank, bombing Lebanon, trying to provoke Iran. He wants all out war in the Middle East, and he is doing all this with the blessing of Biden. Every peace listener of Tom, please call Biden right now. He is the only man on the planet who can end this. What say you, Jefferson?
Well, James, I appreciate the call and appreciate the kind words. The only part I would disagree with is that Joe Biden is the only person who can stop this. I actually think he might be the target of opportunity for Americans, but Netanyahu ultimately is more important. And I would say this stuff wouldn't happen but for Vladimir Putin. In fact, instigating it. You're cutting out a little bit on my end. But do we need peace in our time? Of course. And do we hope? And I suspect. And thank you so much for the call. I do suspect that Joe Biden would love nothing more, and I genuinely think nothing more. Maybe curing cancer. That was the thing he really wanted to help happen, right? So he might put that number one. But I genuinely believe that if he could wave a second magic wand, it'd be peace in the Middle East. The challenge is that has broken the pick of presidents throughout my lifetime, including those who got really close. I mean, it looked like they had a deal under Clinton, and then folks walk away from the table. In fact, Israel signed on, and then folks walked away from the table. So, but I do believe that Joe Biden would like nothing more, except for maybe curing cancer, than solving that. So, yeah, encourage him all along the way. I agree with you. Let's go to Joan from Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air, Joan.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. So I'm trying to push an idea. Nobody's taking it. I've communicated it to several Democratic organization, but we need to educate. have to find alternative ways of communicating because people don't read the newspapers, even watch TV shows.
So, right.
If they watch TV shows, they only watch the ones like me. I will not watch Fox News. So my idea is it would work somehow like the Postcards Project. So somebody could buy a two-sided 8.5 by 11 flyer. One side have the basic, not really wordy, basic dangerous tenant of Project 2025, and at the top, put, this is the real, you know, Fox News will not tell you this. And on the other side, this graphs showing the differences between the Biden administration and the Trump administration. I've seen that graphs on CNN someplace. I tried to find them, but I couldn't. But in every single category, things are better under the Biden administration, so it's a visual. So you put that one brochure, that one 8.5 by 11, out there for people to print out at home. I would give several readings and distribute it on cars, at churches, to get that message out. And it's a message of education, not just vote for me. I think that would be more effective than sending out sleek mailers. Anyway, that's my idea.
Joan, I appreciate it. I want to get to one more call before we wrap. I'll wait to reply. But yes, alternative communication, heck yes. Postcard Project, heck yes. Providing alternative ways to communicate, heck yes. Paula, you got 30 seconds before the show ends.
I am not an attorney, and you would probably be better off explaining this to the audience. But in Illinois, we have three judicial races for the appellate court that covers five counties. Justice Linda Davenport, Lance Peterson, and John Anderson. Linda Davenport has explained to us multiple times that if we lose any of those seats or we don't put Democrats in it, the Illinois Supreme Court ultimately might tilt right. So it's very important for Illinois residents in those counties, these five, and they will run each page.
What a great plug. What a great plug. So I would just say also, thank you so much, Paula. Appreciate the call Illinois. That those are three appellate court judges. So the very outset of the show, and the pair of those calls, perfect way to end, perfect segue to the last few seconds here. So first of all, act locally. All right. It was a good bumper sticker, maybe a great bumper sticker slogan, and also words to live by. What's happening in your state that's not just a national election? How do you make sure if you're going to preserve women's right to choose, you have to make sure you win your courts. You might have to make sure you win your governor and your secretary of state and your state legislature. Okay? You can't just depend on the presidency because Roe versus Wade was already overturned. And in order to get a new Supreme Court, we're going to have more than one president in a row to get that done. So work on it. Second thing, also the big picture. Yes, we need new media.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman.
That's why I appreciate all of you.
Archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Because you're priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, recombobulates the news with us. And then another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.